Republic of Colombo elected to UN Security Council, 31 July 2006. This is Reverend Zimulator for UNnews. New York City, New York. Reuters reporting. In a controversial move, the UN General Assembly has selected the Republic of Colombo to one of six temporary or elected members of the UN Security Council. Colombo's ambassador to the UN, Lieutenant Colombo, who is also president for life of the tiny nation, was reportedly pleased at the success of his nation's bid for a seat, declaring, quote, "Of course, sir, I understand," unquote. A scheduled press conference was canceled when Colombo was apparently unable to find his notes, leading him to pat his pockets in a distracted manner before declaring, quote, "Of course, wouldn't you know it, I left it in the car," unquote. At time of press, the notes had not been retrieved from the presidential car, a broken-down Peugeot convertible. The Republic of Colombo is far smaller than any previous Security Council member, with a population of two, Colombo and his wife, Mrs. Colombo. No photos of Mrs. Colombo are known to exist. The election of Colombo is not without its critics. Many rowdy members of the UN have severely criticized Colombo for the nation's obsequious courtesy. California government Arnold Schwarzenegger, I still can't believe that guy's a governor, has publicly criticized the U.S. government for not using its veto power to keep Colombo off the council, calling Colombo, quote, "a terrorist nation," unquote. The governor recently made a 40-minute speech against Colombo. Translators claim he accused Colombo of causing the deaths of dozens of B-list Hollywood actors in the 1970s. Quote, "John Cassavetes, Roddy McDowall, Ruth Gordon, and Robert Vaughn. These are just some of the barely remembered second stringers that this rogue nation has sent to the gas chamber," unquote. However, American ambassador to the UN, you know, the guy with the goofy mustache who appeared in all the papers a while back, has nothing but praise for Colombo. Quote, "You should see him when we were grilling the Iranian foreign minister over Iran's nuclear program." Colombo asked why Iran needed a nuclear reactor, and the minister said it was to produce electric power. And he looks at Colombo like he's daring him to call his bluff, but Colombo just says, "Of course, that must be the answer. I'll just put that in my report." And Iran relaxes. Later he says, "You see, sir, there's just one thing that puzzles me. You see, I got a friend who works in a power plant, and he says that nuclear power is only economical for countries without inexpensive sources of fossil fuel. I'm at a loss, sir. How do you account for that?" Unquote. Quote, "Eventually, he got the Iranians to admit that they were constructing atom bombs in a little under an hour, including commercial breaks. We've got him working on the North Koreans tomorrow," unquote. Mustache guy denied a rumor that the White House has banned Lieutenant Colombo from meeting with President Bush or any members of his cabinet. Quote, "It's just a coincidence that the administration are all hiding in the bathroom, too scared to breathe every time Lieutenant Colombo comes by," unquote, he said. The Republic of Colombo is one of only four detective states represented at the UN. The others are the Caribbean Dominion of Cagnidad and La Chico, the Asian Republic of Mr. Moto, and the Grand Duchy of Puerto in Europe. This has been the Reverend Zimulator for UNnews. Thank you for listening.